Welcome to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Here we go.
All of the calories, none of the guilt. Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jams.
93.1 Jams, it's Marco and Krista. This is entitled Second Date Update. If you've been out on that date, you think everything is good, you're on your P's and Q's, you minded your manners, you thought this could be it, then you get ghosted.
Unfortunate.
No call, no nothing. Then you have to come to here with your tail between your legs and figure out what's going on. But you know what? It happens to the best of them because we've been doing these for a couple of years now.
That's right. The girls are like, why don't you think I'm pretty? I mean, there's just issues.
Let's find out why, because Brad is calling in this morning. Good morning, Brad.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
We're good, man. Yeah, thanks for calling us, and thanks for being on Second Date Update here. So it looks like you went out with a girl named Jenna, your email says.
Yeah. I went out with a girl named Jenna. We used to work together. Like, I always had a crush on her, but, you know, I didn't want to mess up where I work.
Sure.
But then she put in her 2 weeks' notice. So about with 2 days left of her 2 weeks' notice, I asked her out.
Yeah, you jumped right in there.
Yeah. You got to take advantage of that.
Sure.
Yeah.
She said yes, and then, you know, we met up like a week later when she was no longer there. We did dinner at my place. I cooked. I thought it went great. You know, did appetizers, made some chicken for the entree with some pasta, had a little dessert and kissed. Like, I thought it went great, but now she's not calling me back. I don't know why.
Okay. That is weird. So what did you guys actually do on your date? Did you guys talk a lot? Was there touching and kissing? Was it romantic? I mean, you worked with her, so you had some rapport with her to start with, right?
Yeah. No, we talked at the start, you know, we were talking, and then it got more touchy-feely, and we kissed at the end. You know, it wasn't crazy one-night stuff, but it was progressing in the right direction, I thought. There was definitely, it felt like a spark, and we kissed for a few minutes, so it seemed good.
Got hot and heated.
All right. And so you can't think of anything right now off the top of your head that was be a reason that maybe she's like, you know what, I'm not into this, or did you make a mistake by talking about subjects that were off key or something, or anything?
I mean, I guess past relationships came up a little bit, but only vaguely. You know, like, my longest relationship was 2 years, mine was 2.5. Like, nothing super detailed or weird, but
right.
Mm-hmm. It seemed like we were both fully single, so I don't think that would be a thing, but that's the only thing that comes to mind.
Yeah. All right, well, don't say anything. We're going to call Jenna right now, and we're going to see if we can't get to the bottom of this, okay?
All right, sounds good.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hey, is this Jenna?
Yeah.
Well, hello there, Jenna. How are you?
Good. Who's this?
Good. This is Marco, and I'm calling about the noise you're... No, I'm just kidding. This is actually Marco and Krista. We're live on 93.1 Jams right now. We're in our radio station here in Madison.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hey, girl. Actually, we're doing Second Date Update, Jenna, where you've been out with somebody, and for whatever reasons unbeknownst to us but to you, you haven't called them back, and today we're calling about Brad. Remember B-Rad?
Uh-huh.
How was he? We want to hear all about him.
Yeah, what's good? I think he's trying to get back in touch with you.
Yeah, he's nice. It's just not going to be a thing. Like, I left my job, and I'm sort of starting a fresh chapter in my life, and, you know, it's just not a thing.
Okay, so, I thought he told us you put your 2 weeks in. You actually lost your job?
No, I left my job.
Oh, you left your job. I got you.
Yeah, I left my job.
All right. Well, and so how does that affect, isn't that good? Because now if you're not working with Brad, then you guys can pursue something else? Isn't that?
Yeah, no, but it's just, I'm not into it.
You're not into it? Into Brad?
Look, the whole date was just weird, okay? The big thing is he asked me out, and it was like, sure, he's nice enough, whatever, we'll go out. And then he insisted on cooking at his house, and usually I don't like just going to someone's house for a first date kind of thing, but I know him from work. I know you know, where he is. I know he's not, you know, he's not some creepy guy from Tinder or whatever, but he insisted that I come over so that he could cook for me. And dinner was disgusting. It was awful. And then
she said he's disgusting.
I don't think he washed the spinach that he put in the pasta. So it had that like crunchy sand thing going on. And the chicken was like somehow burnt and raw at the same time. And it's just like, it was awful.
You said you liked it. You said you liked it. You had seconds.
Burnt and raw. I do have to tell you, actually, that we have old B-Rad with us.
B-Rad.
Yeah. I got that.
You're such a dork.
I got that. He couldn't get it. Anyway, so, Brad, how do you burn and have chicken raw at the same time? But that seems like that's would be hard.
It was perfectly fine. I thought it was fine.
Yeah.
Well, it was not.
He did not. Yeah. all right. So he didn't cook well, but is that a reason to just throw him to the wayside?
Look, here's the thing, Brad. You're so nice, and thank you for dinner and having me over, and I'm really flattered. But there's like a disconnect. There's other things going on. If you really thought that like the big move was to have me over, like usually you want to try to shine your best on a first date, and you insisted that I come over, and you can't cook. And the truth of the matter is it's like everything from work. I just kind of want to leave behind and just start a new chapter in my life. So. You're so nice, but I'm sorry. I don't see this going anywhere.
All right. So you it's more of a, you want to just the work thing and everybody else and just get out.
She's like, I'm done.
You just want
out.
Yeah. All right. Well, I mean, it seems tough because this seems like it's a little thing. Cooking is not that bad, but now we mix in that she wants to just move on with her life.
Yeah.
Brad, what do you think here? I know you really liked her. Brad liked you for a long time. I don't know if you know that, Jennifer, like 3 years. So this wasn't.
Yeah, I kind of got that.
Yeah. Brad, help me out here. I'm trying to fight for you. You still with us or did you leave? Did Brad leave?
No.
Oh, he's there.
He is. I'm here. I'm just so shocked that my food was that bad that it was a deal breaker.
Yeah. Well, didn't sound great. But here's what we do on Second Date Update. Maybe we can do something here. Jenna, if you want to go back out with Brad, we will be happy to pay for everything. You can go to a restaurant. We'll pay for the entire bill, take care of the entire tab for you. That way, no one's cooking. Everyone's having a good time. And maybe you can reconnect with Brad. He seems like a good guy, even though he is connected with your work from a couple of years. Maybe it could work. I'd hate to see it not work out because you didn't like the food. A lot of guys can't cook.
Yeah, I feel like we're beating a dead horse here. I'm really not trying to be a jerk. I don't want to.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. Good luck with everything. I'm out. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. Well,
not happening today.
It just can't work. Well, sorry, Brad. It didn't work out.
At least I got an answer instead of just ghosting. But.
Yeah. So you got an answer.
It's going to be awkward now at work, won't it be?
Well, she's not there anymore.
Oh, that's right. She's gone.
It'll probably be good.
Well, it's for the best.
All right. Well, sorry it didn't work out for you, Brad. On a side note, you should take a cooking class because you might kill somebody with undercooked chicken.
Yeah, it seems that way.
Catch Second Date Update Mondays and Thursdays on 93.1 Jams.
My night's not done till you get some.
You're in her world now.
Even if I had a heart, I still wouldn't mind crushing yours.
It's Tough Love with Siri.
It is Tough Love with Siri. Every hour on the 10s, we offer you this beautiful woman in your life known as Siri. Actually, she's probably the worst person to walk into your life, but we all enjoy listening to her make you cry. Listen, if you have a question for her and you're like, listen, I really need the answer to this, she will let you in on that. Just give us a call at 321-0931. Our producer, Aaron, will take that call. Also, text us at 30734, Snapchat or Twitter with Jams Mornings. We've got our Facebook, Marco and Krista. You name it, we've got it. Friends with Benefits and so much more. So here we go. We have a question here from Audrey, who's a Friends with Benefits member. Very good. Her question is, Siri, I had this neighbor complain to me that my kids smell terrible, but I've never noticed anything before. She keeps saying it, though. Could my kids actually stink, Siri? I think I know the answer to this because I have a child, but here you go. Siri?
This can't be serious. Do you really want to know if your kids smell shitty and weird?
Yes!
Let me ask you this question. Do your kids run around all crazy, rolling around in the dirt and hating to ever take a bath?
Yes!
The answer to that question is yes. Which means the answer to if your kids smell bad is hell yes. They smell terrible. The only reason that you don't notice it is because you see them every day, so you don't notice it unless your kids smell extra awful. Rest assured though, your kids have a general base smell hovering near garbage.
It's so funny. It's like, you need to have a child in order to like really understand, like when you're on an airplane and you see the parent with the crying child, you're like, oh, I so feel your pain now. You feel bad where before you were just annoyed. It's just like having kids. I mean, your child will consistently be dirty and smelly and smell like ketchup. It's just the way it is. And will you look at my child and think, oh, she looks dirty? Absolutely. Is that my fault? Of course it is. But hey, whatever. She's having fun, right? That's what they do. All right. We also have another question. We got a message here over Facebook from Leon. His question is, Siri, why is there so much traffic on the Beltline at certain times of the day? I'm really happy I don't have to deal with this going to work. Like every day, it's like at a standstill. What is up with that?
There is traffic every day because every single day, everyone has to be at work at the exact same time, which is ridiculous. Can't we stagger the start times so that everyone can get to work in a reasonable amount of time? Imagine how much less stressful your life would be if you could get to work in half the amount of time. The world would be glorious, and everyone would sing and dance all day. You know why that will never happen? Because the assholes who run business don't have to sit in traffic because they just sit on beaches drinking margaritas and collecting checks. Everybody should quit their jobs. Kidding. Just suck it up, sit in traffic and enjoy the show.
Isn't that nice? Rich people problems get out of tickets and get to not have to deal with that. By the way, I got pulled over. I'm very happy to say, driving out of Solon Springs, and I want to let you know that I got out of that ticket. I'll let you know about that. Maybe. I was really happy, though, I got out of it. All right, so listen, we have a submission here from Caleb. Oh, yeah, over Twitter, we have that as well. Woo! His question for Siri is, listen, Siri, my wife keeps throwing out my favorite shirts. Oh, I know what these shirts are. Believe me, they have like duct tape on them. They're really nasty looking, but whatever. You guys seem to love them. What's up with Siri? What is up with these ridiculous shirts that my husband is wearing?
What's up with that is that you are attempting to wear garbage and your wife is concerned about the way you look in public. How come men have relationship commitment issues, but will keep a t-shirt in their closet until it is filled with holes and the entire thing is the color of a pit stain? Sorry, I just threw up a little bit in my mouth right now thinking about it. Your wife is a hero for having the courage to touch your awful clothes and she should set them on fire because they are a biohazard.
It is so true, but it's funny. I don't know. I would never do that. I know my husband has a flannel shirt, and he's had it forever. We've been together 13 years, and he's got duct tape rolled on the cuffs of them. I don't get it. I'm like, why, dude? Just, I don't know. There's just things you just don't have conversations about, and that is probably one of them. All right, we also have a question for Sierra. We have a text here from our friends with benefits, Amber. Let's see. She says, Siri, whenever my new boyfriend comes over, my dog snarls and barks at him. Does that mean something? Oh, I would like to hear this. What do you think, Siri?
If your dog hates your boyfriend, you should probably dump the loser. Animals are a way better judge of character than we are. Odds are if your dog hates him, it's because he is an awful jerk who treats you badly, but you are so in love that you don't pay attention to the signs. It isn't gonna get any better. Your dog is just going to be a furry little blocker every time your boyfriend stays over. Tell him sorry, but your dog was there first, so he's got to go.
I think that's very true. But that's what your dog is there for, to protect you. So I think that's a good call. So listen, if your dog doesn't like the man that you're with, you're going to have to say sorry next. It's just the way it is.
Tough Love with Siri on 93.1 Jams.
If it needs something hot.
Thanks for listening to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Thank you guys for listening to our podcast.
We absolutely love you. Huggies.
Yes, you can subscribe to it, download it, and love us because we love you right back.
Find all of this and more online at madtownjams.com.
Download the podcast now.